I think Nicole will be quite happy today. Got an extra load. So I'm not sure if I'll be able to make it up this box. Maybe for the first time I'll be able to stick around the tape. Oh, family, it's good to, just be able to bring the word this evening. At some point I thought, Nia Ekani, I was feeling a bit sick. And just things were not going right. And I was like, yeah, but you know, when God places something on your heart and you know that he's given you a word, it's like a fire shut up in your bones. So I tried to just think of different alternatives, but the best was to come and pray. And thank you to my sister's family that just came and just prayed with me and just over me before the service. You'll have to excuse my more manly voice, but I'm sure I'll be able to get the message across. Today's message is really nothing long or complicated. It's a key that I've been able to implement in my own life, and a key that I found God to be testing me, or an area that I found God to be testing me again. Because we never fully grow up in our knowledge of God, in our obedience to him, right? So he's always helping us to grow. He's always strengthening us. He's always perfecting us. So I thought, God, you know what? Let me just share a bit of this key that I found was one of the most powerful and effective ways to grow in my walk with God. Yet it was the most, and it still is the most difficult. Nothing helped me to grow as quickly as this specific thing that I'll be sharing about, and you probably have seen up there or wherever. It's this concept of being yielded. But it's difficult to apply. But there's grace, and there's the Holy Spirit, and there's the Word of God. We're set up to pass. We're not set up for failure, even in this area. So I just want to speak a little bit from my heart today. I've been walking with the Lord for over 17 years. It's been winding roads. It's been mountain highs and valley lows. Sometimes I would feel like I'm literally standing still. But other times I feel like I can hardly catch up to what God is doing in my life. And one thing I found to be sure is that God is a God of seasons. He journeys with us in this thing called relationship. And one thing I found as well is that there is a right place to be at the right time in Christ. I know that's difficult for us to hear, because we're so used to trial and error when it comes to God. Just shooting, hoping you will, just get the right target. But there is a right place and a right time to be when it comes to walking with Jesus. But that's the road least taken, because that's the narrow road, where you have to learn to trust God, where you have to learn to obey him and surrender when you don't even understand. You know that it's a season. You know, I've learned in my life that when it's a season of harvest, I harvest plenty. When it's a season of suffering, I suffer well. When it's the wilderness season, I've learned to come out of the wilderness leaning on my beloved. But that requires yielding. It requires you allowing God to process you in the process. And I know there's a lot of us who are young here tonight, but this is a key that you will always have to work through for the rest of your life. This is the key to longevity in the spirit. If you want to walk the long way with God, you need to learn to keep yielding. To keep yielding. I remember there was a time in my life where I used to cry out, God, I want more of you. And I would cry out and I would just, you know, I would be like, God, take me deeper. Or I would cry out and say, God, please, I want to be useful to you. And I would cry out with all these different statements. And God is gracious. He knows what we mean. But there was a time where I had to grow up. And he said, Siko, you've got more of me than you will ever need. But will you yield? Will you yield to me? Will you allow me to come in and get full expression out of your life? Will you allow me to come in and get full expression through your life? It's not always enough to cry out and say, God, I want more. We have to be intentional about yielding and allowing him to do what he wants to do in our lives. We have to make ourselves available to him. And God knew that this desire, this hunger was sincere. And he knows that. He knows that. That's why he answers not just the words that we pray, but the things in our hearts. Because if he had to respond to everything that we say, oh Lord, help us all. He's so gracious, so he gets us. But sometimes it takes more than the sincerity of our hearts. It requires us to step out and say, God, what is it that you require of me? And that's when some of us decide to turn back. Because it gets a bit uncomfortable. It's a little bit too hard. But can I tell you, walking with Jesus has been the greatest adventure of my life. I'm married to this amazing man, and it's been great, and we have this amazing bundle of joy. But I find myself in that same cycle all over again, where there's that deep hunger, that holy frustration, that holy discontentment, like, God, this is one of the most amazing seasons in my life, but you're my satisfaction. Help me to yield to you. The reality of becoming more intimate with God and the reality of growing in the things of God and accessing the things of God that are available to us is that we need to yield. I remember a time in 2016, I was again in this cycle. My life is made of this cycle where I run, and it's amazing, and things are just happening. Then all of a sudden, my spirit is groaning because I know there's more, and I'm discontent, and I start to feel stagnant. I'm like, God, please, like, I know there's more. And then at that place, I realize, he's gonna require of me. If I want to access the more,
If I'm serious about getting to where he wants me to be, if I want to get out of that place of stagnation, if I want to get out of that cycle or that habit, I'm required to yield. To yield is simply to give way. Simply put, it's to say, God, I'm available. I'm going to stop resisting you. I desire that you would be the one to influence me. Do you wonder why often we resist the Holy Spirit? Quick tip that I've also learned, and I'm like, you know, this one is just nasty, but, you know, quick tip. What tends to happen, you know, when God whispers something into your heart, or he whispers something into your spirit and your spirit catches it, and you're like, I'm about to run with this thing. Then all of a sudden, you realize your mind is saying something else. Your emotions are saying something else. Do you know your body will never respond to that thing? Because there needs to be alignment. Your mind and your emotions and your will, your soul needs to come into agreement with what the Spirit of God is saying. Then your body will respond. So oftentimes you say, God, you've said this and I've tried this over and over and over again, but why is it not happening? I say, check your mind, girl. What is happening there? Something may not be in alignment. Your mind may be resisting the very thing that God wants for you. Your emotions might be resisting the very thing that God wants for you. Therefore, your body definitely will not go. Try it. Try just going here to Tiger Valley. We do that with our spirit encounter group. We're like, okay, we're going to evangelize. Some of us go kicking and screaming. Hey, Michelle, she was so late, I thought she was not going to make it. But she was fired up, I could see in class, like, yes, save the loss, save the loss. Then next thing, where's Michelle? But I knew, it's that conflict within me. I know. Pray that God would expose those things that are kicking back against him. Ask him to help you to yield to his spirit. The word of God talks about us not being drunk with wine, but instead being filled with the Spirit of God. Being influenced by the Spirit of God. My goodness, there are realms in the spirit that we have not even begun to tap into yet. You know, when the word talks about walking in the spirit, hey, there's a walking in the spirit, guys. There are so many things the word talks about, our words, even the way we speak, our spirit and life. There are things happening in the spirit that we do not even comprehend. But imagine if we started to be influenced by the Holy Spirit. If we stopped resisting him when he said, seek or do this, go that, stop watching that movie. Stop Netflixing. Yeah. Girls, guys, I'm going to be up front here when we do the response. You know, when your body is caving, the easiest thing to do is to reach for the things that aren't necessarily good for your spirit. So we need to actually step in line and say, you know what? Mind, you will align. Emotions, you will align. We, guys, there's a place where you get to in God where even your will has to be laid down. Ask Jesus. There's a place where he got to in his relationship with God that he had to even lay down his very will. Yet we think we can get by with not doing it. It's not easy. It's not easy. But there's grace for that. That's why he's given us the Holy Spirit, the resurrection life. That we will no longer yield to our old self that leads us towards sin and the things that are not of God. But we will yield to his Spirit, to things that lead us and move us towards righteousness, to things that lead and move us towards intimacy, towards fullness, towards fruitfulness. Those are the things that God wants for us. But it's a battle, the war within. Who thought that when we get saved, you know what, you're going to start wanting to do everything that Jesus wants you to do? And you won't just want to, hey? You will do it. Because Jesus, I love you. You have saved me. But then after a while, you realize there's a war happening within. But my God, the Spirit of God, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. For it is him that wills us to do his good pleasure. Can you hear what I'm saying? It is him and him alone that causes us to act and do what he desires. It is him that helps us to yield in those moments where we feel like we could do the very opposite of what he wants us to do. I've been in a season time and time again where I'm going to church, where I'm in fellowship, where I'm reading the word, where I'm worshiping. But those things all culminate in you actually acting out the things that you know about God. You can do those things a million times. If those things don't lead you to act out in faith and move towards righteousness, then what's the point? He loves us too much to leave us the same. Yielding to the word of God. Not just hearing what he says, but doing what he says. Because we love him. That's our response to loving him. What can I do for you? And it's a daily thing. It's a daily thing. I remember when I started to hear God's voice and how he required me to act out what I was hearing, because what's the point if he's going to speak to you but you blatantly ignore what he's saying? He just taught me, Siko, just do what I put in front of you to do. Just do what I put in front of you to do. Would wake up in the morning, God, which way should I take to work today? Hey, but now these days I'm back to over-relying on the GPS. So help me, God. And it would be such an adventure because then I would hear, oh, there was an accident that way, so I was going to be late. So I'm like, oh my gosh, God, you're so good. It's so good to obey you. The first time someone got healed, as I was praying for them, my mind told me the exact opposite. I told God, like, but God, like, no, that's not what I want to do. I was praying for this lady and busy just sharing the love of God with her because she was going to go for an operation. And then God dropped something in my spirit and he said, pray for her to get well. Pray for that tumor. I was like, God, that's not where we were going with this. this was a comfort prayer, not a healing prayer. But when God lays something on your spirit and you just tell your mind to get in line and your emotions to get in line, I'm like, God, I'll be the one that's here tomorrow when this lady comes back for the operation and I'm embarrassed. But I prayed. I prayed. Something rose up in me and I prayed. That lady came back. Her tumors were gone. That's the adventure of yielding to God. I wake up in the morning, I hear a song repeating in my mind, and I'm like, God, what's it with this song? It's such a cool song. Yes, maybe. But how about following that? Saying, God, I'll play the song until you reveal that which you want to reveal to me through the song. That song may just be the beginning of God wanting to instruct you and lead you into something. You see, it's not always as difficult as we think it is. But learning to do what God wants us to do, step by step, learning to be aware of that conflict within, and knowing that you have already the victory because Christ has overcome. Why are we reading the word if we don't believe it? And I'm preaching to myself, guys. The nice thing is, you know, God usually gives me something prophetic. So, you know what? It's not usually something. Sometimes I preach something I haven't even stepped into myself. But I believe the word of God. That's why I believed in healing long before I saw it. Some of us want the opposite. You first want to see healing, then you'll believe it. That's not how it works. It's an upside-down kingdom. When God releases the word, then he creates the mold for you to step into that thing. The conflict within. So because you have the Holy Spirit, you have the power to choose whether you will yield to God in the big and the small things, or whether you will yield to your own selfish desires. It's not easy to yield. It's not easy to yield to God, let alone anyone. That's why the word has to tell us to obey our parents, and there's even a reward for that. Because we always want to do our own thing at some point. We want to follow our own desires. But when we begin to say, God, align me, align my thinking, align my emotions with the Spirit of God that's inside of me, the Godhead that is living inside of me. Holy Spirit, express yourself in and through my life. I don't care what it costs me, because yielding is a risk oftentimes, because you don't know, or sometimes you even know what the outcome will be. But you say, God, I'll do it anyway. I remember just a few months ago when I fell pregnant and I was just like not feeling well. Some of you may know about the whole morning sickness thing. I was really caught off guard, I must say. So I was at work, I'm not feeling well, and I was... You know, I'm very open when I get to work. I love being myself. I'm like, guys, today's rough. And my colleagues are like, oh, no, shame, man, Siko, blah, blah. And then my one colleague says, yeah, I have a headache. I'm like, headache? Can I pray for your headache? And then she looks at me. She's like, girl, you've got morning sickness. Like, why do you want to pray for my headache? Like, so I could almost feel like her mocking me, like, now you want to pray for my headache. Meanwhile, you're struggling with morning sickness. You know, when I really thought about that, I was like, but anyway, I will not allow my mind and my emotions to sway me. I was like, can I pray for you? I prayed for her. Her headache was going, oh, it is weg. Like, of course it's weg. But in that case, I knew it was silly for me to pray in the natural mind for her headache. Meanwhile, I am also sick in my body. But that's what the devil will tell you, that you need to be perfect, that you need to have everything together in order to yield and obey and serve the Lord. But that is not true. Do whatever it is that God puts in front of you to do. And I've really trusted in God that in every season, I will give him full allegiance. The word of God speaks about how God's eyes are roaming to and fro, looking for one whose heart is fully committed to him, so that he can strengthen that person. When I heard that scripture for the first time, I was like, God, I can't believe in 20 whatever, you are still roaming to and fro. Your eyes are like, can I be the one? But it's not a partial thing. That doesn't cut it. Disobedience doesn't cut it. Not being on time also is costly. I remember God revealing that whole thing about Abraham and how Abraham after was told to go sacrifice his one and only son, Isaac, and it said early in the morning, the first thing he did was obey God. I'm like, God, like, he didn't even, like, I know, obviously, he probably spent the whole night, you know, trying to wrap it around his mind. But early in the morning, he was on time. There's a cost. There's a cost to not doing what God wants you to do. There's a cost to doing it partially. There's a cost to being late. And I'm not negating the grace of God, because that's one thing we will never understand. But I know that for everything that I've probably done that is not on time, there has been a consequence. While God has made it fruitful and God has worked all things out, there's always been something where it's like, yep, Siko, had you, perhaps this would not be happening this way. And that's why my heart is for everyone in this room to grab this concept and to grab it quickly. Learning to yield to God in every season of your life. Knowing that even when we think we're rebelling subtly, it's still rebellion. Right? Because we think, no, God, if I can just be like, I'm busy, or, you know, something. You just think you're doing it subtly. But unfortunately, it's still disobedience, right? And I'm not saying we're going to get it right all the time, but I'm saying we best try to get it right most of the time. There's power available. There's power available. Christ, the hope of glory, living inside of you. For what? Hallelujah. Hey! We've got some people preaching with me in this corner. I love it. Our loyalty to God needs to be wholehearted. One thing I learned as well a few years ago, I saw this quote, that you may have the Holy Spirit, but does he have you? That quote wrecked my life. Because I realized that the Holy Spirit actually does not have me. or at least he only has parts of me. He's only allowed in the specific rooms of my house that I want him to be allowed in, because I'm too scared that he will come and rearrange my furniture. No one likes that, Moz. And that's why I want you, as we ponder on this topic of yielding and learning to trust God, learning to obey him, learning to walk with him in sickness and in health, whatever the vows are, that he would have all of you, not just some parts of you. I'm going to ask the band to also just come up as we begin to close, because remember I said that this topic doesn't really need my words. It needs a response. It needs a response from each of us. So I learned that the best way or the quickest way to learn to yield is to give up. Lord, I give up. I can't do it. I remember in 2016 or 2017, again, I was going through that cycle. I was like, God, I know there's more. I'm hungry. I'm desperate for whatever the next thing is. And then I started doing all that I know to do. So what do we do, Moz? Then I read more Bible. Then I pray more. Then I attend as many church events as I can, you know, attend. Then I hang out with all my Christian friends and I'm driving to Rondebosch. I'm looking for this more. Like, God, I know there's a groan in my spirit. And I'm discontent with where I am. And I know God has highlighted to me that there are many people who are discontent with where they are in their relationship with God. And God is saying, we need to learn to yield. And at that point, I cried out and I cried out and nothing happened. And then I remember I had a dream. At that stage, I wasn't much of a dreamer. Or maybe I dreamt, but I couldn't remember half the things. Either way. And I had a dream one night. That night, in that dream, I was, what do you call these straitjackets? Yeah, I felt like I was tied up in a straitjacket. And it was just covered with so much darkness and all these things. I couldn't get myself loose. I just didn't have freedom, and I could sense that I want to pull this thing off me and run. And I could sense that there's so much ahead of me, but I was constrained. And at that point, as I was busy struggling, I couldn't speak in that dream. I couldn't do anything. All I was just doing wriggling and wriggling and wriggling. Like, oh gosh, this is not a great dream. But then at some point, I remember after struggling and struggling and struggling, the words came out of my mouth with such force and such power, not by might and not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. In that moment, I was free. From that moment, the things that I had been trying to do in my own strength for months became easier. The things that I was trying to do, the places in the spirit that I was trying to access with my own strength became available. And I realized that it is true that God can do with you 5 in 5 minutes of giving up more than what you can do spending your entire life trying. And that's why I say yielding for me the quickest way to get to the point where I'm like, God, I'm yielded. I give up. I can't do it. That's the moral of the story. That our insufficiency is what leads us to know His sufficiency. So we're going to do some business with God this evening, each and every one of us. If none of these points that I'm going to read out relate to you, you're welcome to say, God, just help me. Just help me. I want to know you more. I want to grow in you. I want to experience your fullness in my life. I want to be fruitful as I walk with you. I need you to help me to yield, to obey, to surrender, to do whatever it takes, no matter the risk, to get to you. So if you have been stagnant for a while, if you have been trusting God to move you to the next thing, you know there's this groaning inside of you. I want you to start crying out to the Lord. I want you to stand up as and when you are comfortable. Start saying, God, I've been in this place too long. But I also know that I have a responsibility to move towards me, towards you. Because it's the word of God that says that when we draw near to God, He draws near to us. So God, teach me to yield. So if you have been feeling like you've been hitting the ceiling and you've tried everything that you can, this is your time to say, God, help me to yield. I've tried it all. I give up. If you have been struggling with sin and cycles of bad habits that you have been trusting God to deliver you from, I believe God says, I made the full investment for you. Jesus Christ. But you need to make the investment in yourself now and say, God, help me to yield. I've given up. I give up. I can't do it in my own strength. If you have been saying, God, I want to be useful. We too often pray that prayer. We say, God, I want to be used by you. But when it's time for you to step out and do what you need to do, then we struggle to yield. God says, it's time to step out. It's time to learn to yield day by day. If you want to just say, God, empty me. I'm just full of stuff. My mind, my emotions, everything is just opposing the work of God in my life. Just help me. Help me to yield. Help me to give way. Help me to allow you to influence me every day of my life. Help me to walk in the Spirit. Help me to respond to your word. Now's the time. So we're going to stand up and we're just going to pray. Just want you to press in again. Press in again in your spiritual language. You're welcome to stand. You're welcome to stand. You're welcome to stand. We've got the very atmosphere of heaven in this place. Don't be distracted.
Don't be distracted. Just start to pray.
The Holy Spirit is able to help us to pray in moanings and groanings when we know not what to pray for.
So let's just pray.
And our prayers that God would begin to empty us of the things that prevent us from yielding completely and fully to Him.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. He's the only one that can do what only He can do. It's not by might. It's not by power. But it's by the Spirit of God. So we speak now to everything that is opposing the work of God in our lives. We say, come into alignment. We speak to our minds, to our thoughts, to our emotions, to our bodies. We say, come into agreement with the Spirit of God that's inside of us. In the name of Jesus, we declare that we will be a generation that yields, a generation that bows down, a generation that early in the morning we go and we do whatever it is that God has asked us to do without delay. We will be a generation that is able to break cycles through obedience. We break cycles through obedience. We break sinful habits through obedience, through surrender. God, we give up. We give up, God. We realize that we cannot do it by ourselves, Lord. Without you, we fall short. Without you, we fall short. We've been stuck in the same cycles for too long. We've been stagnant for too long. Cry out, it's your voice He wants to hear. When you pray, it's an act of faith. It's an act of faith. Release whatever's in your heart to release. Say, God, I give up on that thing. I give up on that thing. I give up on that hindrance. God, help me. Thank you for your Spirit. Thank you for your Spirit, oh God. For it's the anointing that breaks the yokes. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit in this place, this evening, breaking yokes, breaking yokes, breaking yokes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for acceleration. Thank you for acceleration, oh God. As we yield to you, as we make ourselves available to you in our families, as we mother, as we father, as we work, as we study, thank you for yielding. Thank you for yielding. Thank you for grace to respond. In my honors year, I remember God saying to me, Siko, this is our year. And I said, God, do you know what it takes to get into a master's program? And He said, Siko, this is our year. We're going to go deep
Because of that, I was running around going to every jam session, every worship night, every single thing. I had to yield to that which God had spoken into my spirit, even when it didn't make sense. That year was the first time that I was on whatever list academically. It was the first time I got honors and all these different things. But because I yielded, because I obeyed. And I know there's a lot of us who want to make sense of things in our natural minds. But yielding takes core. It takes the inner man to yield. It takes the inner man to yield. So God, strengthen us in our inner man. Strengthen us in our inner man that we will not yield towards the things that you do not want for our lives, but we will yield towards what you want for our lives. Ask God. Ask God. Ask God. Be audacious in asking God. As we worship, just surrender. As we worship, just pray and ask Him to break you if it means breaking you. Hallelujah. Because God loves a broken and contrite heart. Let Him break you if He needs to break you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's just worship and pray. Let's worship and pray.
Voice like a raging river, Jesus, you're powerful.